opportunities to volunteer in Lincoln and the surrounding Lancaster County area at VolunteerLink. Some of these are one-time opportunities. Others occur on a regular basis. You can pick what fits your schedule or your interests. You can find them at www.volunteerlink.org, and that's link spelled L-I-N-C. Check it out, VolunteerLink.
The LP in KNNA-LP stands for low power. It means we only have a certain amount of wattage to broadcast our station. So, when you hear us start to fade, go to our free KNNA app for your mobile device or go to the web at www.thecross957.org and listen to us wherever you go.
Six, seven, eight.
Hello and happy Thursday, everybody.
Hello.
You're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And sorry for that momentary pause. I had to think about what we were talking about right there. So
today is probably one of our favorites.
It is. Really quick, what is your name?
Oh, yeah. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Callie.
And I'm David. Hello.
Hello. We also have somebody else up here. Ashley.
Indeed. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
We special do. Special guest.
Yeah. It's the Wilster. Can you say hi?
Will.
I think he's shy right now.
He is.
Oh.
Do you want to say hi? Maybe not. He's too busy eating his Sour Patch Kids.
He's contemplating it.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe later. Anyway, so tonight we're continuing our series.
Of the decades.
Of the decades. Yeah, so tonight is 40s movie musicals. I said that backwards, but that's okay. You know what I meant.
Whatever. It's fine.
So this is, like I said, the 50s probably were, between the 50s and the 40s are, I know, me and Callie's favorite.
Yep, a little bit of the 30s though, too.
Yeah, specifically one from the 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1939 in September.
Congratulations that you know the date.
Wizard of Oz. Okay. To start us off tonight, you know, the first two songs I actually found, I wanted to play them for your dad. Because last 2 weeks ago when we did the 1950s,
yes,
he requested that we listen to The Road to Bali.
Yeah, which song was a great one.
Yep. So the first two songs tonight, which we'll just play them one at a time or whatever. We won't do it back to back. I won't throw anybody off, whatever. But the first one is going to be from Road to Zanzibar with Bob Hope, Dorothy L'Amour, and Bing Crosby.
Woohoo!
Your smile is much too wise. You're dangerous. You kiss me with your eyes. You're dangerous.
Sure you have the right fella?
My heart gets so excited. It's thrilled for a change. And simply because you're charming. Now isn't that strange? You know that moon too well. You're dangerous. Why any fool can tell. You're dangerous. And with your arms around me, I should call for aid. You're dangerous. But who's a
me.
No, wait a minute. Oh, you're dangerous.
Chuck.
You kiss me with your eyes. Oh, you're dangerous. My heart gets so excited. its thrill for a change. And simply because you're charming, now isn't that strange? You know the moon too well. Oh, you're dangerous. And with your arms around me, I should call for aid. You're dangerous, but who's afraid?
You're Dangerous, sung by Dorothy L'Amour.
And I know.
Heard a little bit of Bob Hope in there. From the 1941 movie Road to Zanzibar. And I actually did our lineup backwards.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did
okay.
you notice that?
I did.
Because you always do like a
countdown.
A countdown kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I start at 49, and or I would have started at 49 and worked my way down to 40.
I know, and I messed up.
That's okay.
I'm really sorry.
It really doesn't matter.
Okay, good.
The fact that we're just doing 40s, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Up next we got Ain't Got a Dime to My Name, sung by Bing Crosby from the 1942 musical Road to Morocco.
Ain't got a dime to my name, what a terrible shame. Ho hum, ho ho hum. Just fine. A hole in my shoe and my stocking shows through. Ho hum, ho ho hum. I know that when you're as free as a bird in a tree, life is a wonderful whim. Look at the crank with his dough in the bank. Don't you feel sorry for him? Rolling along at a loss, never gathering moss. Ho hum, ho 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 hum. Take it. I'm no terrific success, I ought to worry, I guess. A shady old tree. What's the matter with me? Oh, hum. Oh, 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 hum. There's nothing quite as grotesque as a man at a desk looking outside at the sun. Shirts made of silk and a diet of milk. Maybe he thinks he has fun. I've got the vagabond itch. Guess I'll never get rich. Ho 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 ho.
Ain't got a dime to my ain't got a dime to my name. Bing Crosby. I was
something
reading the
like
wrong
that
one for some reason. I had announced that even before we even played it. Anyways. Just getting thrown off. I think. I don't know. Anyways. I've said that twice now. So Road to Zanzibar and Road to Morocco were just they were the first two Road 2 movies that Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, and mainly Dorothy L'Amour, did together. They stretched all the way up to 1962. So
really?
Yeah. I think there's
think
like
went that far.
I think there's like 11 movies that they did, 12. So it's pretty cool.
Boy, I think I've only seen like hit or miss on those. I don't think I've seen that many of them.
Oh, I haven't, honestly. Mm. I've only seen Road to Zanzibar, Morocco, and Singapore. Oh, and Bali. Because my parents bought me a 4 VHS tape.
Right, VHS set. People.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
What y'all don't know, he'll just put his foot up on the table. He is like,
He's like, I'm gonna lounge. That's really funny. Anyways, mom and dad had bought me this 4 VHS tape set and got it for me 1 year for Christmas, and I watched it like crazy. I loved it. My sister and my brother didn't like it when I wanted to watch those on our family trips. You know, he had one of those portable TVs that had the VHS player, the VCR in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd hook it up in the van, and those were the times that my brother and sister decided to take naps. Because I'd either want to watch old movies or Twister or Fun and Fancy Free.
I feel like that really has not changed. You still do that if you have the option to watch a movie.
Yeah, I really do, actually.
Twister being one of them.
Yeah. Oh, hands down, yes. Yeah. There's a reason why I own that on my phone. Through. Yeah. Because I can watch it anytime I want to. Yeah.
How many times do you suppose you've seen that movie?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, I wore out a DVD.
You wore out a DVD?
Yeah,
you're not supposed to be able to do that.
Yeah, no, it was possible. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep, I couldn't. It wouldn't play anymore.
I think I've seen it with you maybe at least 15 times. Like, specifically just with you.
Yeah. Probably in a year, I'll probably watch it 20 to 30 times.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you anything, David. That's how many times I'd watch it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Because there's, amazing. I mean, a lot of the time I'll sit, like, if I'm in my office or something, I'll play, or I'll be typing at my computer and not really paying attention, but I'll put some noise on in the background. And I like dialogue kind of stuff like that, so I'll turn on, like, you know, like Netflix or something like that. But I put on Twister a lot of the time.
Nice.
And so.
I put on Harry Potter.
Oh, very nice. I like it. I like it.
Or The Mummy.
Harry Potter, which one?
All of them? Doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I've seen those quite a few times. Like, back when I had cable and watch it on, like, what, ABC Family or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I used to have them just on DVD. And then I would just watch them on ABC if they were on. Like, I would go and put them on my DVR. And I'm like, you know what? I should just buy them. I watch them enough.
For as much as you watch them, yes.
Right. So I went out one day and just got bought on iTunes and just bought them all.
Nice. There you go. All right. There you go. Yeah.
It's great. So I watched it 3 times. Like a complete set.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah. Those movies are good.
They are.
Yeah.
Next up.
I always hate saying next up.
Well, but it's one of our.
I know.
But the one on deck. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
Up on deck, we got some Lena Horne.
Raining all the time. much for me. Can't go on. Everything ahead is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
Wasn't that beautiful? Her voice.
All right, David, go ahead and just tell us your would have been a great segue into that song that we did not see.
Yeah, we were just talking about Twister, and the name of this song we just played was Stormy Weather. So I was wondering if someone was going to make that segue. I should have just made it myself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty
just
much.
Horned in. We and made it myself.
Which you could have even used that one because her name was Lena Horne. Oh my goodness! I wish.
Did you get that, David? That you just said that?
I didn't. That was that was completely unintentional.
Oh, I totally thought that was on purpose. That's awesome. No, it's even better because it wasn't on purpose. Like it was just. But we're both. I think Ashley and I both looked at you like that.
Yeah,
was
we're
awesome.
Like, oh, that's great. Like, yeah, good job, David. Yeah, that's a good one. Didn't
Thanks.
Even get it.
Thanks.
So yeah, two of them. Great.
I'm just genius without even trying.
So basically, from now on, we just need to give you all the songs that we're gonna do, and you just need to like put them in.
Come
the right
up with a pun.
Right. We put them in the right order for you.
Yeah.
To figure out a segue, because we're not good at it. No. It is. We completely forget it.
Yeah.
My segue was just that we were gonna do a countdown for years. That was my whole ta-da. Yeah, that's pretty want.
Have you guys ever seen Stormy Weather?
I haven't.
With
is
Lena
it good?
Horne. I haven't seen it. I just don't know if anybody else had. I just like the song.
Yeah, it's been a
the
long
main song, Stormy
time.
Weather, from it.
That is a good song.
It is a good song. I don't know. What are some other movies that we didn't play tonight that from the 1940s? We got some, you know, for me and my gal, we've played from that before with Judy Garland and Gene Kelly. Gene Kelly was in a ton of movies in the 40s.
You think?
Like, the list was
all
crazy.
Of them were. All of those big ones.
Yeah,
from Frank Sinatra to Bing Crosby to Judy
those
Garland.
Guys were all really, everybody was so popular then. There were some that I wanted to play too. Oh, it was Babes on Broadway with Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. Unfortunately, the soundtracks that I was able to locate, they sound awful.
Yeah.
Like, it's really bad echo to them in the studio that they recorded. And you can't, I mean, there's nothing else out there.
Well, that's what we had actually talked about last episode. Well, we didn't talk about it on air, but off air up here in the studio, we have a whole bunch of records.
Yes.
And quite a few of them are from the 40s.
Yep.
A lot of them are actually from shows that we're going to be playing tonight. Wish we would have thought of that because we would have maybe somehow separated it out and have a whole show that's just played off of records.
We thought that'd be cool, but then that'd be a lot of work for David.
We wouldn't be able to play as many as we're
going
to play.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of effort.
I mean, like,
David's not ready to put that much effort into this show.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, guys.
Well, see, tonight we're playing 12, and if we probably did that, we'd probably only get through 6.
Yeah, that's
we would have
true.
To do, me and you would have to do a lot of talking, Callie, while David was in the background setting up the next
like,
one.
Do I have it on the right side? Which groove do I got to put it in?
Yeah,
see,
that was
oh,
another
now I got to count which songs.
We're like, how do
that's
we know?
What I'm saying, it'd be a lot of work for all of us, let's be honest.
I don't know if I've ever actually played a record. I've listened to them and I've had like my parents put them on.
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea how to figure out which song is where on the record.
I have never
grooves.
In my life played a record. I'm
yeah,
one
see,
of those
I've,
people.
Yeah. I've seen it. I've just never done it myself.
For each main groove of the record.
That's what I
that's
thought.
Where the song is. Yeah.
Well, that means I gotta count. Dang it.
It wouldn't be that hard.
Oh,
no,
goodness.
It probably wouldn't. I just don't want to set it up because I'm just convinced I'm gonna scratch it. So, it's all you, David.
All me.
All
okay.
you.
I'll have somebody show me how. And maybe sometime we can play
maybe
some.
We should have, when music's music, Jack come on up. Oh, lovable Jack.
Yeah.
Maybe he could come assist us.
You know what? We should have invited him up for tonight's show.
The only problem is we don't have a lot of room for talking. Even though we're talking a lot right now.
Well, yeah, I know lovable Jack sure loves to talk.
Well, but he would have a lot of stories we would want to hear.
Because I'm not meaning that like offensively, so I hope
no,
nobody
he's
takes
got
it
a lot
that
of
way.
Good stories.
Well,
he does,
has a talk
has
radio show, so it's a good thing.
Well,
you
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah. But he shares a lot of information, and I don't know. It's fun. I like listening to it because they do When Music Was Music every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM.
Skip, skip, skip to Maloo. Skip, skip, skip to Maloo. Skip, skip, skip to Maloo.
Put on your Sunday go-to meet and I'll take you by the hand. If you will be my dancing partner, we will dance to beat the band. So join the promenade and lead the big parade. And if you don't get home at all, your paw will understand.
So choose partner, skip to Maloo. Choose partner, skip to Maloo. Choose partner, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
I'll be glad to go with you, so prithee do not tarry. But if I do, it's up to you to let me dance with Harry.
Skip to Maloo.
Corner girl. I do booty to the center around the world. Everybody dance.
Lost my partner. Lost my partner. Lost my partner.
Yes. Get
to
the loo, my darling.
I'll find another one prettier than you. I'll find another one prettier than you.
Judy Garland, Lucille Bremer, and, well, the chorus of the movie and ensemble. That was from the 1944 movie Meet Me in St. Louis.
It's one of your favorites.
It is. Mm-hmm. I really like that. I remember the first time I saw this movie. I was sitting downstairs in my parents' mm-hmm. basement, and I was watching it with my mom and my Aunt Phyllis. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. Aunt Phyllis was a hoot. I loved her. Anyways, in one day, I watched this 10 times.
Wow.
I literally watched it from, like, I would watch it, and then I would rewind it really, really quick, because mm-hmm. it was on VHS, and then I would watch it all over again. And I just sat there, and I just, like, drew and wrote, like...
Did other stuff.
Like, yeah.
Hmm.
Anyways, that is what I did. Yep.
All day, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like kind of like your kid.
Right, yep.
With Scooby-Doo on replay. Like, repeat. Over and over and over again.
She
or
at least,
Moana.
Yeah.
That girl likes Moana.
Oh, you know what her thing is now that she's into?
Hmm.
Octonauts.
Oh, that's okay. I like
that one.
It's
one of the animals that, live in a substation under the water, and they go and they take care of all the animals.
Sea creatures.
Yeah, sea creatures. Mm-hmm. It's actually very informative, and I really like it.
Well,
Carl gets annoyed of it.
I like that one in Bubble Guppy, so if I had to promote any shows, those are the ones I'm promoting.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm just going to throw that out there. I know I may be 32, but...
Hey, it's okay. We have to watch children's shows sometimes, and sometimes we do it without...
Them around?
To. We proof them to make sure they're appropriate for our children.
I just forget the kid's not even there.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
We're making sure that it's a good family show.
Hey, you know, VeggieTales and SpongeBob, both of those are still fire.
I like also the VeggieTales.
Yep.
I'm going to throw that in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good
VeggieTales,
one. And that's a catchy theme song, isn't it?
Yep. And, when I walk through my house mm-hmm. and I can't find my hairbrush, I always say, where is my hairbrush?
Yep. Of course.
Yep. I think it annoys Carl, but I don't really care. So Penny will sometimes, she'll do her little side-to-side dance that she does.
Yeah, her wiggle. Little wiggle.
Yeah, her little wiggle that she does.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cute. So, yeah.
Now, what were you going to tell me about Meet Me St. Louis? Or is that
it was that I watched it. I watched it 10 times in one day just because I love that movie
off-air,
so much.
Everybody, she started talking about it, and then she's like, oh, wait. We'll just wait.
I'll just share it on air.
But I didn't know if that was it or not.
Yeah, it was that.
Oh, okay.
You know, we were talking about children's shows and movies that we watch even without the children around. We have a really fun segment coming up next. What?
Me favorite one.
Uh-huh. It's our only segment that we do here on our show.
For
when we
very
can.
Specific reasons.
Yep, exactly.
When we decide to do a two-hour show, then maybe we'll have another. But
yeah.
Right now we're here only for 1 hour.
It just makes it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's our Disney segment. So, David, you want to start us off with some Disney? Little April Showers from the 1942 Disney movie Bambi. And I think we need to dedicate that to our lovely Lisa. Lisa said it's one of her favorite songs.
Okay.
So that's
like,
Lisa.
Why are we doing that? I knew that.
Well, why couldn't we just...
We could.
Dedicate it to her.
But there's got to be a reason why you'd pick a song for her.
I know. I know. Anyway, she texted me and said it was one of her favorite songs.
For a second.
That she loved, or that she loved this song. So I was like, well, let's dedicate that to her
okay,
then.
Okay, done deal. Ta-da! There you go.
You know, I just realized we've actually played a lot of music tonight that's like weather stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we still got another one.
There's still another one coming up.
I just realized that.
We have a theme,
kind of
and
funny.
Not only that, but even outside, it's a smidge stormy.
It is.
Well, so. Tucson's. It's just Tucson's, right?
Three. Stormy weather,
yeah.
Little April showers, and we've got blue skies.
Oh, true.
Yeah, that one's coming up.
A lot about the weather. I'll be darned.
I can see a thing.
I know, right? Right? Exactly.
So anyway, if you guys would like to contact us, we have a few different ways you can go about that. We have a Facebook page, Notes from the Stage, where you can always leave us comments. And plus, we like to post little videos or whatever, information about Broadway, any shows coming up, anything that's getting released, anything Disney.
Yeah,
you know,
and don't forget to like us.
Yeah, and please like the page. And then another way you can get a hold of us is through Twitter. You go to at NFTS957, and you guys can once again leave a comment there. And our last one is by email. Just type in notesfromthestage@gmail.com. Give us any comments, any suggestions if you would like. If you have like a birthday or an anniversary or something like that coming up and maybe want to play a song, as long as it's give us some time to put it into the show, we will try.
Yep, we cannot do live requests.
Cannot do live. We are not that talented yet. Yeah, plus I don't know if we have all the music. So
yeah.
We'll have to go find it.
Exactly.
So anyway, just email us if you have any suggestions. Sudden My Heart Sings by Catherine Grayson from Anchors Away.
Back in 1945.
Yeah. Yep. It's a good movie.
It is. When we bought this album, it was actually combined one with On the Town and Anchors Away. It was the only way that we could get it.
It took me a minute to even realize that. I remember I was listening to On the Town soundtrack, and I just hit play for number one, and it was just going down the thing. I didn't even look at the radio, and all of a sudden it went into another song. I'm like, wait. That's not in the movie. So I had to like double check. I'm like, oh, it's Anchors Away.
Yep.
Ta-da. Got it. It's a little slow on the uptake, but I got it.
So that one stars Gene Kelly and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Catherine Grayson, obviously. Just to name a few from that one. And, you know, he's... Catherine Grayson's a really good singer. And I believe tonight is a grand night for singing.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is a-glowing to add to the show. I think I am falling in love. Maybe it's more than the moon. Maybe it's more than the birds. Maybe it's more than the sight of the night and a light too lovely for words. Maybe it's more than the earth, shiny and silvery blue. Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling in love. It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying. Somewhere a bird who is bound to be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglowing to add to the show. I think I am falling in love.
Night for Singing, sung by Dick Hames from the 1945 movie State Fair. Yep. Have you guys ever seen that?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Either have I.
I don't even know if I've seen the next one up either.
Oh.
I may have. I don't have. Remember.
I have. I like this one. Probably because I absolutely love Judy Garland. So.
There's a surprise.
And the other voice in here, Marjorie Main. They actually both played together in Meet Me in St. Louis, which is a song that we played earlier.
You mean in the next song?
Yeah, I know. In the next song. Well, but her and Judy Garland both played in the movie that we played previously from Meet Me in, or the song previously from Meet Me in St. Louis.
Ah.
So they both played. Oh, yeah. And also, Ray Bolger was in it. He played the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. He also played in this one. That. And which, so anybody, so if people want to know what we're talking about, it's the Harvey Girls.
When you go to a dance, do swing your partner, swing your partner, swing your partner to you. Throw your partner way out. If your partner aches thin, swing your partner, swing your partner, swing your partner back in. Are you ready now? Now steady now. Are you ready now? Point your right toe, then you go right, then you go left, and you rock to and fro. When you get the right way and you can't find no fault, you'll be dancing and a prancing till the orchestra falls. Are you ready now? Get steady now. You're ready now. Let's roll!
Round and round and round we go.
such a doozy. That was a long song. It was like 6 minutes long. Swing Your Partner Round and Round, sung by Judy Garland and Marjorie Maine. Like I said before, they both played in Meet Me in St. Louis, and we played a song from that earlier.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
So, our next song.
Yes.
We chose the one from 1946, but this song has been, or made an appearance in 13 movies.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it started in...
That explains why I've actually heard this one before.
Yeah. So it started in 1926. It was originally written by Irving Berlin, and that was for a musical called Betsy. And then it transitioned to the 1927. Ben Sylvan did a version that got... It was like on one of the top 10 charts. And 1935, Mr. Benny Goodman, who we hear about when we listen to notes, or from...
When Music Was Music.
Yep. They talk about Benny Goodman all the time. Yep. He had a version. And then finally, the version that we're actually going to be playing tonight is from the 1946. It was sung by Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. And then in 1957, it was performed for White Christmas, again, by... Bing Crosby, but this time all is now with Danny Kaye.
And Danny Kaye.
And then another notable time that it was revisioned or redone or whatever was in 1978 by Willie Nelson. But like I said, there's 13 movies in total, along with other actually... Yeah, so not only was there movies, but then there was like Willie Nelson, so actual singers.
I think the place that I heard this was actually in a Daffy Duck cartoon.
Oh,
so yeah, it's maybe. It's all over.
Yeah,
so,
well, it's a very popular song.
The
so
movie
yeah,
that
would make sense. If
yeah,
it was,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The song that we are talking about is "Blue Skies."
At me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds humming a song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the day you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies from
sung by Bing Crosby in the 1946 film Blue Skies.
Yeah.
Ta-da! We were actually off air. We were just listening to the Willie Nelson version of it. That was really good. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, I had to pull up because I just was, I don't know why. I'd never heard it before from him, so
yeah,
we had to pull it up. Yeah, I really liked it. I may have to buy it now.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm yawning now. Everybody else is probably going to yawn.
Well, probably.
Nap time.
Well, honestly, though, it's been an exhausting day. I think it's because the sun has not been out all day.
Oh, I don't mind that. That doesn't bother me.
Well, I know, but that makes me more tired, though.
It's been a long day.
Because to me, it just always feels like it's getting ready to set. Like, it should be at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
Oh, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. up next, we've got, and I said up next, whatever, that's fine, Ann Miller singing some Shaking the Blues Away.
There's an old superstition way down south. Everybody believes that trouble won't stay if you shake it away. When they hold a revival way down south, everybody with care and trouble that day an old superstition way down south.
So, in case anybody wanted to hear a little bit of the song again, there you go. But that's okay. Ann Miller once again singing Shaking the Blues Away from Easter Parade,
yeah,
which also starred Fred Astaire and Judy Garland. You know, she had her legs insured in this movie for like $1 million.
That's
Ann Miller did.
Wow.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yep, it is. So.
My favorite one's up next.
It is. Woo-hoo! Do you want to actually, you know what? We're going to have to end the show on this song.
That's fine.
Nobody gets to hear So Long Farewell. We haven't played that in a while.
Everybody gets to
go
off into the sunset with my favorite song. Well, it's my favorite song. Sorry. Favorite movie.
We get to, with Gene Kelly and Vera Ellen, we get to walk down Main Street with them from On the Town for our last song. But you know what? Before we play this, we want to say farewell.
Yeah.
So.
Goodbye, everybody.
We will see everybody next Thursday, which we are here every Thursday right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM in Lincoln, Nebraska, every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yes. And next week will be
1940s Broadway.
Woohoo!
Woo-woo!
So excited.
Yeah. And we have been your lovely hosts to this evening, and I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And I'm David.
All right, you guys have a great night, and we'll see you soon.
Good night, everyone.
There's not much to tell about my hometown. Life is easy and the tempo slow. But if you really want to find what's in it, you'll learn in a minute all you have to know. Let's go. Come walking with me, I want you to see our Main Street. You'll know the whole town by just walking down our Main Street. There's the corner where the boys hang out. As each girl goes by, they rate her, whistle and try to date her later. Baby, are you going steady? And then we can stop and chat with a cop on Main Street. He made an arrest way back in 1903. He'll ask me who is the pretty stranger, how proud I'm gonna be when you walk down Main Street.